Hello. Welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam. First of all, we will see what we have for you in this week's information desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a feature on the effect of a ban on the sale of ivory products. First, here's information desk.
First of all, a few thanks are in order. Thank you to Philip Payne and Robert Slack for the stamps. Now we have information on activities from Vision Norfolk. Contacts there are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or by email to mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. The first and third Tuesdays of the month are our tactile games and yoga days. The games sessions are in the morning from 10 o'clock until 12 noon. And we have two yoga sessions in the afternoon. The first is at 1 and goes on until 2 p.m. And the second is at 12:15 and goes on till 3:15 p.m. Cost of the game session is £4 and the yoga costs £7 per session to help towards the cost of the instructor. Booking is essential. Please contact Richard Polley, that's P-O-L-L-E-Y, on 01603 573 000 or email richard.polley@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Come and join us at the Theatre Royal Norwich for a performance of Les Miserables on Thursday, the 8th of September at 2:30 p.m. with audio description and touch tour. This brilliant new staging has taken the world by storm and has been hailed Les Mis for the 21st century. With scenery inspired by the paintings of Victor Hugo and the magnificent score of Les Miserables, tickets are £64. This includes a sighted companion ticket if required. To book, call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Please don't forget that the Norwich Audio Book Club will be meeting a week later this month on Monday the 21st of March at 1:30 in the Vernon Castle Room at the Millennium Library. We still have a few spaces left for the last Norfolk Nature Stories session on Monday the 28th of March, 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. which will be taking place in the Vernon Castle Room at the Millennium Library. And the session is free with coffee, tea and cake. We will also be running the last trip out on the motor cruiser on Thursday 7th of April with the Nancy Oldfield Trust at Neatishead, with a minibus leaving the Bradbury Hub at 12:30 and returning by 5 p.m. The sailing sessions will then start on the 21st of April. And please ring to book your space so we know how many skippers and motor cruiser boats to take out. Lastly, the Garden Eyes group will be holding a fish and chip lunch with a quiz on Wednesday the 23rd of March at the Norwich Bradbury Hub. Tickets are £4 plus the cost of your lunch. There will also be a seed and plant swap after the quiz.
Sight and Sound Technology will be demonstrating their range of latest equipment, including the OxSight Onyx, a brand new device that can help those with a degree of sight loss see the TV, faces and text. It's worn like a pair of goggles and has a camera at the front, and the image is displayed inside the glasses. They will be at our Norwich Hub in Beckham Place on Friday the 8th of April between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. with free admission. The Vision Norfolk tandems have now been checked and given the all clear to resume riding out. We have pilots who are happy to steer from the front. We just need some vision impaired people to help provide the power and be the engine room. dates by arrangement, and the cost is £4 per session. For more information on any of the Norwich Hub's activities, please contact Richard Polly on 01603 573 000.
Last week we mentioned changes which will affect those of you who listen on a smart speaker. The changes concern the commands used. We are still assessing the detail of what you need to know. However, there are going to be some changes to the Alexa commands soon. And as we say, we are in the process of testing the new commands out. We will let you know what these are, hopefully, in the next Chatterbox edition. Incidentally, if anyone listens to Chatterbox online or in any other medium, we would like to hear from you so we can gauge the number of listeners we have other than on our regular memory stick service.
Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week. But before we move on to our news items, we will mention John and Joan Staples, whom some of you may remember being absolute stalwarts from the early days of Chatterbox until relatively recently. We thought you might like to remember them briefly as we heard the sad news that Joan died in February, John having died in 2014. They were married for 62 years and lived for much of that time in Norwich, but spent 5 years working in Bahrain. In retirement, they travelled the world and enjoyed the company of their children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. However, you will remember them as very long-standing and hard-working dedicated volunteers of Chatterbox.